Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch-Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
As is the case with a number of coaches we've spoken to as part of this Coaches Countdown, they were appointed for their first season in 2020 and never really got to coach their club. In this case, we speak with Grovedale's Daniel Fraser. Fraser, thanks for joining us in the K-Rock studios. You joined me last year to have a chat about the season ahead. You were excited about it and unfortunately we know what happened.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. Nearly got there, but got a practice match in and got the season cancelled, which was really disappointing. But look, we're ready to go again and re-energised and ready to take the season on again.
A couple of coaches said there was a silver lining, especially those who are laying foundations for future success, that having the year off necessarily wasn't the worst thing. It gave a chance for education of your players. The training that was done was around how the game style was going to be, whether you got a season away last year or had to wait for 2021. Are you in that camp?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we had a really strong pre-season prior to 2020, but obviously that the season got cancelled, and then we've been able to back that up again with pre-season and sort of take the stuff that we want to teach them and what we want to implement into our game plan. We've been able to take that to another level, so the guys are really strong with the game plan now. Their knowledge of it is a lot better. So I think it'll as much as we wanted to play, I think it's going to hold us in good stead.
Okay. Talk to us about what that game style will look like. What type of footy are you going to play? How different will it look to the Grovedale we saw under Simon Riddock in 2019?
Yeah, definitely a lot more defensively orientated. So we'll be definitely looking to be harder to play against when we haven't got the ball. And look, we'll be looking to move the ball a lot quicker and get the ball into the forward line a lot quicker to a Cam Delaney and a Braden Mitchell, and give them an opportunity to get a genuine one-on-one. I just thought probably a couple of years ago we were a bit slow with our ball movement, and big focus on lifting our skill level and making sure we hit those targets. So real big focus on that sort of stuff.
Okay. You're potentially going to have a ruckman that's going to give you first look at the footy, and your midfield's going to be able to get its hands on the ball. It depends, though, on Ryan Abbott and Geelong's injury list when it comes to big men. At the moment, if you're probably playing tomorrow, he's playing VFL with the Cats, but you hope that their ruck stock stay fairly healthy and you get close to 18 games out of Ryan.
Oh, look, it'd be ideal if we were to get 18 games from a Grovedale perspective. I'm sure Ryan wants to play a few games at Geelong, and it'll just depend on a week-by-week basis. So we'll just see what happens there. We know their ruck stocks are young and inexperienced, are going to have a lot of players to get time into. So where Ryan fits in that picture, we're not quite sure at the moment. But look, we're hoping to see him at some stage, so we'll just see how we roll there.
The other side of it too is that the VFL season's only a 16-gamer as well. There'll be buys in there. And my understanding is that a lot of the VFL clubs will release players back, unlike previous years where they've usually said to a club, oh, look, we want you to rest them this week. But I understand that that's going to change it at a number of VFL clubs, that sentiment.
It sounds that way, yes, at the current time. So, yeah, look, we're expecting to see Ryan at various stages, but the thing we forget is we're going to see Ryan one night a week at training anyway to implement his knowledge from his AFL days as well. So he's going to come back and work with our young group. So that side of it's going to be instrumental for our young group as well.
Who are your young big blokes that will benefit from Ryan?
Oh, I think there's a young guy there that we really like the look of as far as a future ruckman in Mitch Fisher, who's going to spend a bit of time forward and spend a little bit of time in the ruck this year. I think he's one that'll learn a heap from a guy like Ryan Abbott. I'd suggest a Brady Campy, who was a tall defender, how to use his body against a guy like Ryan, Jake Baker. Those sort of guys are going to learn a truckload from a guy like him.
Yep. Outside of Ryan, anybody else VFL listed?
Young Lockie Smith, he's been listed at Geelong, going quite well down there, so we'll see how he goes. And Darby Henderson's on the Williamstown list, so
yep.
So we've got the three this year.
Okay. You've got a number at the Falcons as well, I believe.
Yeah, we've got a fair few down at the Falcons, so we've got eight down there at the moment, so that's going to be a real interesting one for us, how we handle that as a club. So we're meeting with Paul Corrigan in the next week or so, they've obviously got a 6 or 7 week break after their initial 3 weeks, so we'll look to implement that. And I'm sure I can pretty safely say there'll be a few of those who'll play senior footy at some stage.
I was going to say, is it more you're leaning towards it for a couple of reasons? One, they're obviously talented, being on the Falcons list, and two, they're one-pointers as well.
Yeah, one-pointers are gold. All coaches know that. So, A, they are very, very talented. There's probably five of them have done close to a full preseason with their seniors until when the Falcons kicked off. So they've done all the work with the senior group. They've trained really well. They're handling it really well. I'd suggest to you that they're mentally and physically ready to go.
Yep. So. Any players that will benefit from that 2-point reduction? You'll have a couple, won't you, that will have, you know, been sitting on 4 or 3 that'll come back to 1 and 2?
Paddy Knott, Mitch Schaefer, Matt Harvey, I think, is another one who comes down to a 1. Off the top of my head. But, yeah, there's a few there that do come down. We do get a bit of a bonus out of that. Yeah.
So what are you playing at 40?
42 points at Grovey. I actually did a best team at the moment. We'll be sitting on about the 36 area at the current time. So yep. We're comfortably under it at the current time.
All right, let's have a look at your other ins as well. I know we've waxed lyrical about Ryan Abbott, and obviously we know what he's going to bring. Braden Mitchell's name you did mention. He comes across from the Geelong West Giants GDFL side. The Andrew Clark link. Now, Clarkie, of course, coached the Giants, got them back to being a side that was relevant again in the GDFL. He had some time at Grovedale under Grant Tanner going back, and he comes back to the club. Did that help with Braden Mitchell?
I think it probably helped at the start, but I think the club itself got Braden over the line. So, yeah, obviously that link definitely is of assistance. If I sat here and said that it wasn't, I'd be lying to you. But it definitely helped. But I think at the end of the day, Braden wanted to play GFL footy. He really wanted to come to Grovedale. And I think the fact that Clarkie come was just probably the bag of ice that went with the beers to get him across sort of thing. So, he genuinely said, look, I've come here, I've done me 4 years of uni. Yep. I've had a bit of fun down here. Now I want to have a crack at playing the highest level I can. So, yeah.
Ballarat League's been good for you. A couple from Redan in Sam Kyatt and Liam Phillips, and you've got Mitch Tuddenham from East Point. Whenever you hear the surname Tuddenham, you've got to ask the question whether he's somehow related to Dez.
I don't believe so, but I haven't actually asked him the question. Mitch comes to us as a East Point Premiership player, midfielder. Yep. So really happy to get him. He's at ex-St. Pat's College school captain, so not only have we got a good footballer, we've got a good citizen there as well.
And tell us a bit about Sam and Liam and what they bring.
Sam's an inside mid. Yep. He's had a little bit of injury problems the last couple of years, very highly rated in junior ranks in the Ballarat area, and Liam's a best and fairest winner with some senior experience at Redan.
Okay.
So looking to those guys to play a bit of senior footy this year for sure.
Your outs, the Betsons have gone back to Maroopna.
Correct. They've gone back to their home club for a year, so they've gone back with our best wishes. So,
are they a chance to be back in Geelong in the future?
They're still living in Geelong and travelling up there, so definitely hoping to get them back in 12 months' time.
Right. Dave McNeil has been a up-and-down sort of player in terms of ones and twos. I think he polled well and maybe one of the twos, best and fairest 1 year. Is going to have a crack at Geelong Ammos, and there's no shortage of Grovedale talent with the likes of Young and Circuit at Ammos, so he'll have a crack there. But the one that caught my eye is Cassidy Parrish, who we know has got some talent. Falcons Premiership player in 2017. He's off to the Wimmera League to play with Southern Mallee Giants. Can you talk us through the situation there with Cass?
Yeah, so Cass obviously with COVID ended up with a bit of work up that way, up Hopetoun way, shearing, working on farms and that sort of stuff up there. So there was a bit of a link there with a few of the guys he was working with. He's spending most of the week up there. Made sense for him to play footy up there. So we're hopefully getting him back in the future. But just with his work situation with COVID, employment-wise, he's ended up doing most of his week up there. So it sort of made sense on a footy front to play up there.
Play for your midfield, though. Just that bit of depth and a bit of hardness around the footy. He doesn't mind having a cracking in, does he?
No, he doesn't. And look, he's a natural accumulator of the ball. He's a 30-touch player most weeks, I would have thought. He's 6'3". You have a 6'3" midfielder in the competition's gold. So, yeah, definitely a loss. But he's gone with our best wishes. I've had a couple of good chats to Cassidy and wish him all the best. And, look, I think, his talent playing in the Wimmera League, I think he's playing below his level. So hopefully he's back playing GFL sooner rather than later.
Yep. Do you just keep that as a constant conversation with him? Do you, stay in touch, a couple of weeks, a month, once a month, just to see how he's tracking?
Definitely keep having those chats with him. So caught up with him 2 weeks ago. I'll probably ring him again in a couple of weeks' time, stay in contact, keep an eye on how his team's going up there and stay in contact and make sure that door's open at Grovedale.
I'm going to say and leave the door open for him to train down here if he needs to, if he's not up that way.
If he's required to, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Looking at what you've got practice match-wise, you're going to the Torquay hit-out's a regular one between the two clubs. I think it's happened a few times over the journey at the Shire offices there. That's next Thursday. Your old mob Point Cook for the Daniel Fraser Cup.
Oh, I don't know about that. You stitched me there, Kingy, haven't you? I'm going to go back and play the old mob and have a run against them on the 27th there. So looking forward to that. Should be a good hit out. They're a very young list as well, so I'm looking forward to playing them again.
And Ballarat Swans at Burdoo as your dress rehearsal as such for round one.
Yep, definitely. So they're another young, very young group up there, so it should be a pretty good hit out against them as well in the lead up to round one against Bell Park.
The new rules that have come in at AFL level, some are going to filter down to community football. And one of those is, and it's point of conjecture over the community series, was the stand man on the mark rule. Have you been able to implement it at training or been able to get some direction from the local bodies on how it will be implemented by them?
Oh, I've read the rules a couple of times, and then you watch the TV and then you say, oh, Jesus, is that right, what I've read? And sort of everyone's got a bit of a different feel on it. So I'm definitely going to chase up the umpires in the next week and have a bit of a chat to them in the lead up to the practice matches. But it's definitely going to make some changes to local footy. There's no doubt about that.
How do you see it opening up the game like it has with what we've seen in a very small sample of 9 community series games at AFL level? Do you anticipate a similar opening up of the game?
I think it will, and I think it'll quicken the game up as well.
Do you like that? Are you happy with that, with the change, or would you prefer us at community level to still, you know, have that flexibility of lateral movement?
Good question. I'd probably say to you we're better to follow what they're doing at the top level. Yep. That would be my gut feel. If we're having different rules at our level compared to the top level, that I reckon would create more confusion. So my gut feeling is that we should follow the rules that are being implemented from the top.
Okay. Trackstar. I've been asking all the coaches this. I know coaches hate to individualise, but surely, you know, coaches have somebody that they go, gee, he's had a cracking pre-season, he'll be right at 2 o'clock come round one. Have you got one or two players that have really impressed you over the 3 or 4 months you've been pre-season training?
I reckon they're worried about you at the playing group as well, because they've got to open their wallets up, Kingy. So
every time they're mentioned.
Yes. Yeah, so I'd say
reel off 10.
Look, Jack Kelly, or Des Kelly, yep. He's had a phenomenal pre-season. He's trained every session, hasn't missed a beat, done extras. He's been phenomenal with the work he's done. Mitch Schaefer's had a fantastic pre-season. He's ran a 6-minute 2K time trial, which is phenomenal. So he's done that. He's had a phenomenal pre-season. And Braden Mitchell, who's one of our recruits, has had a really solid pre-season.
That's two mentions of Braden.
Yeah.
So is that double fine?
Yeah, he's probably a tenner for him there. So, but he's had a great pre-season. He come to pre-season fit. He come to impress and be right from day one with his fitness levels. And he's been really impressive with his forward craft.
Yep. Have you set yourself a target of wins for the year?
No, I haven't set a target. My big focus is that we improve. Yep. And I would suggest that, you know, to be fair, and where we sat 2 years ago, we weren't competitive against the top 7 clubs, as I call them. We were a fair way off that. So the measurement of our improvement will be if we can win a few games against those teams, get closer to them. I think our percentage was lower than 80 2 years ago. 75, so there you go. So I always said that a good measurement of your improvement will be where your percentage sits. Might be not in wins and losses, but if we can take that percentage to that 100 area, that'd certainly be a mark of improvement. So, no, I haven't said a win-loss. I'd love to win 18 games, but in saying that, you know, as long as we improve and we're getting better each week, that'll be the goal from a coaching point of view at Grovedale.
You're a young list, so it probably doesn't apply to you. You do have some older players, but in most part you are. You're going to have to play 11 straight games. It's not something that's happened in the GFL in recent years with the old interleague break at about round 5, 6 or 7. Are you factoring that into how you approach the season?
Oh, I haven't really looked past Bell Park in round one, to be honest, so that's where my focus has been. Look, that's something we haven't got control of at Grovedale. The league makes that decision. We'll get on with it. You know, there's a couple of clubs playing earlier that'll get a break, but on the whole, everyone's going to be playing 11 games straight. I don't think there's too much of a advantage or a disadvantage to anyone. So, you know, that's something we can't control. I'm not too fussed, if anything. It might help us being a really young group, 11 games in a row. Being younger and a bit fitter, we mightn't have as many sore bodies, so it could be a little bit of an advantage. I'll probably have the chat with you after 11 rounds, Kingy, and I can let you know.
Bell Park, as you said, round one, which is round one being away, because we've got round one A the week before with a couple of games to get us underway. But Bell Park and Grovedale, which is our GFL match of the round, really looking forward to coming out on April 17. That's also the start of the VFL season. So you've got about 4 weeks, and hopefully the Geelong big men are all fit and firing, and R. Abbott is lining up where I think he wore 29 at Grovedale. He's got that back on, and he's when they bounce the ball, is he competing in the ruck?
Ideally, yes. But at the end of the day, if he's not playing and he's at Geelong, you know, young Mitch will get an opportunity first up. So I've got no issues giving him an opportunity. But yeah, look, love to have Ryan on the park that first week and start of a new season after having a year off. But again, Geelong will make that call, and then we'll adjust accordingly at Grovedale.
Geelong West in round two, and you become the first club, first visiting club to use the new facilities, which look immaculate.
Oh, our president actually had a look through the other week and told me that they were ridgy did. So I think the West people are pretty proud of their new facility down there, and so they should be too. So looking forward to having the first game down there. Yep. I think they're playing a night game after our game.
Yeah,
as well,
a GDFL game. Yep. Yeah. I think it's West and Bell Post Hill, off the top of my head. St Albans in round three, Leopold round four. So, as you say, not looking past round one, but you would look at that first month and go, there's some opportunities there for your football club.
Absolutely. Just based on what you've said there, yeah, absolutely. All winnable games. So, we'll definitely be having a crack early. And if we can take a couple off the big seven there, we're setting ourselves up for a really good year.
Okay. You aren't setting a target for wins, but if you were to win less than five, or five or less, you'd be disappointed, because that's not improvement.
Absolutely, 100%. I can argue with you on that one. We definitely want to be more. We won 5 2 years ago, so we want to be ahead of that.
Yep. Frey, it's always good to talk footy with you. Looking forward to you actually getting the opportunity to coach your footy club for 4 points, which will come on April 17, and we'll be there bringing it live on K-Rock, the GFL match of the round for round 1B. Will be the Tigers and Bell Park, which will be a fun afternoon at Purdue Reserve. It's always good to watch some footy. Hopefully the wind's not blowing, and it's a fine, fine mid-autumn afternoon.
I'll ask the big fella to keep the wind down for you, and look forward to seeing you in round one as well, Kingy.